Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
An Iowa Republican has proposed decriminalizing psychedelic drugs for medicinal use, according to the Des Moines Register.
Man, but what, does Hayden Fry say? I'm serious. For every state, you have to check with a football coach who's retired.
The legendary football coach.
Hayden Fry. What does Hayden Fry say? Then I'll make my decision on this.
State Representative Jeff Shipley has filed a set of bills to improve medical accessibility to drugs that are currently illegal. He says he's doing what he told people he was going to do. The voters in his district, they're going to give him a high five, he says.
They don't care. Good. Most people don't care.
He says that's why they elected him.
Except our governor's taking cash from people.
He has offered legislation that would change the classification of, and I'm not familiar with this first one, Ibogaine, Ibogaine, psilocybin.
I'm on that right now.
Yep.
No, I have no idea.
Psilocybin and MDMA. He wants to change the classification of those and permit them to be used medically.
Medically. Like weed is in Iowa right now, right?
Yeah.
Well, see, I don't have all the details.
In December, Oregon Secretary of State approved the language for a ballot proposal there seeking to legalize mushroom use among licensed therapists and reduce punishment for possession. There, research has shown that mushrooms can help with depression and anxiety.
Yeah, Ibogaine, apparently, according to a couple sites I've got here, therapy for drug addiction.
That's right, yes.
All kinds of drug addiction.
Especially opioids, I believe.
Yep.
No, but opioids are cool when they give you a lot of money.
Researchers from Johns Hopkins recommended the reclassification of psilocybin to be able so that we could use it medically.
The morons, it's Johns Hopkins, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're
decriminalization
dumb.
Effort also underway in Denver.
I'm surprised mushrooms help with anxiety. I remember being on mushrooms and being pretty freaked out.
Yeah. I think
results may vary. Yeah.
If you take the micro dose, it helps with the anxiety. You probably took a full dose.
Yeah,
I bet you took more than a full dose.
Yeah, we just.
You were tripping balls at that
time. In a non-medically supervised situation.
Pretty freaked out.
If you've got people in there in their white coats, first of all, hopefully that wouldn't freak you out.
Yep. I would. If you're
and, you know, but there are therapies to help you deal with specific things when you're on these drugs. And, you know, people say that they help a lot quickly and for a long time with therapy.
Yeah. The therapy's the key.
That is the key.
Just be hanging out.
Yeah, that is the key. Yeah.
You need supervised.
But you still can find that you know, sometimes you can change your head if you're trying to.
Well, there's an old documentary on Cary Grant in the early 60s. He went through all this. He took psychedelics in therapy to help him out with his childhood.
Yeah.
That seems a lot more helpful than camping with your friends, wondering where the moon went.
Although that can be therapeutic, too.
I can't disagree with
me
that.
Me neither.
We used to do that camp with my friends, and we'd study the how rocks breathe.
Yeah.
Because some did and some didn't.
Yeah, I didn't know rocks had lungs.
Yeah.
Did you give CPR to the ones that were not breathing?
No, we just observed.
Okay.
And then one time, a bottle of wine was sitting there, and it exploded.
Yeah.
While you were tripping?
Yeah.
Oh, did you leave? I would have left.
No, we just all went, whoa.
Yeah.
As you would.
Yeah.
And then you woke up the next morning, and it hadn't exploded.
No,
it was all just one big group trip.
It put itself back together.
Right.